time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good to talk to you, Aisha.
So, Will, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Steve Bagish of Arlington, Massachusetts. I said, take the 9 letters of Earth sign, repeating them as often as necessary. You can spell the 4-word title of a classic movie in 15 letters. You can also use them to spell the 4-word title of a classic song in 19 letters. What titles are these? And the answer was Singing in the Rain and Strangers in the Night.
Okay, that seemed like a tough one. We received more than 900 correct responses, though. A lot of you guys are really smart. And the winner is Rich Storrs from Marlborough, Connecticut. Congratulations, Rich, and welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
So, Rich, how did you figure this one out?
Well, every week, my family and I do the puzzle around breakfast. And so I was literally putting away the leftovers, letting letters roll around in my head. And I got Singing in the Rain. It took me about 2 hours to find Strangers in the Night. And then my teenager immediately reminded me to go turn in the answer because I often forget.
Okay. Well, thank God for the teenager. So what do you do when you're not solving very hard puzzles?
I'm an 8th grade history teacher.
Oh, that's awesome. History is my favorite subject. So God bless you. And I'm sure you're doing very important work. Rich, are you ready to play the puzzle?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, take it away.
All right, Rich, I'm going to give you some 5-letter words. Change the first letter to make a new word that does not rhyme with the original. For example, if I said catch, you would say watch.
Okay.
English is a crazy language. Here's number one, horse, H-O-R-S-E. What 5-letter word ends O-R-S-E and does not rhyme with horse?
Worse.
Worse is it. Number two is beard, B-E-A-R-D.
Heard.
Uh-huh. Hound, H-O-U-N-D.
Wound.
Uh-huh. Mouth, M-O-U-T-H.
Cooth.
What'd you say? Cooth. Okay, I was going for youth, but cooth also works. Donor, D-O-N-O-R.
Honor.
Uh-huh. Blown, B-L-O-W-N.
Clown.
Clown is it. Now, think of 2 different answers for this. Lover.
Mover.
Mover is one of them. And go a little further.
Rover?
Rover, yeah, Rover. And the last one has 3 different answers. Rough, R-O-U-G-H.
Cough.
Cough is one. Stay near the front of the alphabet.
Bow.
A bow, uh-huh. One more.
Doe.
Doe is it. Crazy language we have. Congratulations.
That's a lot harder when I'm talking to Will.
So how do you feel?
I'm thrilled that I was able to do it. I'm a little glad it's over, and I'm really sorry it's over too.
Well, you did a great job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Rich, what member station do you listen to?
WNPR in New Haven, Connecticut.
Awesome. Rich Storrs from Marlborough, Connecticut. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Tom Bible of Cincinnati. Think of a word to describe a single animal. Change the 3rd letter to get a word that describes the plural of that animal. Both are nouns, and neither word contains an S. So again, a word that describes a single animal, change the 3rd letter to get a word that describes the plural of that animal. Both are nouns. Neither word contains an S. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, December 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thanks as always, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.